All right, we're going to get started here. Coach, we're going to ask you to open up with the opening statement, and then we're going to open up the floor for student athletes and coaches.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to Sam Houston. They did a heck of a job making more plays than we did tonight. When you get to the when you get this point in time in the playoffs, it's you know, you got to take advantage of opportunities. You got to find a way to make plays, and they made more than we did tonight. I'm awfully proud of our football team. You know, we're a third-year program who, you know, I got a senior on the right of me and a redshirt junior on the left of me, and you know, these guys went undefeated at home, won the first conference championship in the history of the school, won two playoff games for the first time in the history of the school. Got so much to be proud of. Didn't end like we wanted tonight, and that's the way it goes sometimes. And these are things we can learn from. But I'm awfully proud of the seniors. I'm awfully proud of where this program's at. You know, and it's the way it goes sometimes. We didn't play good enough to win tonight, and Sam Houston did. And that's just the way it works sometimes. And congratulations to them. And I think this is an awesome experience for our football team as we continue to build and grow to be where we want to be in the end game. So thankful to be here, thankful for the opportunity, and I'll open the floor for questions.
Coach, offense seemed to act more like Kennesaw State offense in the second half. What was the difference between first half and second half? What adjustments were made?
Penalties. First half, every time we got something going, we had a penalty, got us off schedule. And we get off schedule, it makes it tough to continue to move the chains and drive the ball down the field. So we had a lot of self-inflicted wounds. It's hard to do that and beat a really good football team. You know what I mean? The combination of those two things are deadly this time of year. But really, in the first half, honestly, we get something going and we have a penalty. And you get set back and you're trying to get it going again. And in the second half, we did a little better job of not beating ourselves, and we're able to move the ball a little bit better.
Speaking of penalties, there was the unsportsmanlike that was called on you there in the second half. Can you kind of walk us through what happened?
Well, first of all, as a head coach, you got to keep your composure at all times. You know, I told the guys afterwards, the officials, I said, you know, I'm a passionate coach. That's how we go about our business, but sometimes I got to keep my composure. I was trying to get a timeout. I was working my way to get a timeout. I've always gone down outside the box to get a timeout. I was right there getting ready to call it, but I didn't want to. And they went ahead and called it, and I didn't really want it. And then on top of that, because I was out of the box, and then there was an argument, it was an unsportsmanlike as well. So not setting a very good example on my part. I got to keep my composure and do a better job.
As he looked like there were a lot of missed tackles tonight, what was it? Were they quicker than you were expected? What was the – do you have a reason for that?
Really just had to get the guy on the ground. Wasn't really anything we didn't expect, but we just had to do a better job of tackling.
Chandler, I guess just talk about that the fourth down play there. Kind of threw a little trick play at him, and just tell me what you saw as he was going toward the sideline.
Well, the way we came out of the timeout was, you know, they were very aggressive on defense. They were flying with motion and whatnot, and one of their guys made a heck of a play. You know, Donnie went out there. He broke a tackle, and they made a bigger play than we did right then and there. So, you know, hats off to them.
This question, I guess, for either one of the two players, or if y'all would both like to answer this. Just being a young program and getting to come here, obviously the end result not what y'all were wanting, but to play in this type of environment, how cool is that to kind of be able to leave this legacy for this program moving forward and to have been able to experience this?
I'm looking forward to seeing like where this program goes. It's been a very fun and humbling experience just being part of this whole thing. And I've made relationships with guys that I never knew I'd end up being with. So I'm just thankful for being a part of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Chandler, two wins in the playoffs. You get to come back. I'm sure you feel like there's some unfinished business, but what do you feel like you guys learned as a team about what it takes to take that next step as you went through this playoff run?
No, I think it was a huge learning experience today. Coach Bo hit the nail on the head. You know, when you play great teams like Sam Houston, and you can't have self-inflicted penalties, and those self-inflicted wounds will start to, they'll start to add up on you. And we got to go out there and make plays. And when we make those plays, we got to make sure that, you know, those plays stay positive. We can't, you know, like I said, have those self-inflicted wounds taking us back and getting us off schedule and whatnot. So, you know, we'll learn from it. You know, it was a fun ride, and hate to see it end, but, you know, we'll definitely be back.
Coach, one penalty in the first half negated T.J. Reed's touchdown. They went on to score 24 unanswered after that. Is that kind of where you saw the game turn? Is that kind of the turning point?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, that was a turning point. Again, and I know I'm saying the same thing, but when you have self-inflicted wounds, when you miss as many tackles as we did, and I love our kids to death, we didn't get it done today. They played better than we did. There was turning points throughout the game, but, you know, I've always told our guys, we can only control what we do. You know what I mean? That's what we can control. And we got to do a better job of that. And then you're dealing with a good opponents at this point in time of year regardless. So we just didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. We missed – I hate to tally the missed tackles we had. I know the penalties were critical at critical moments. We had several big plays taken back from penalties, and we missed a lot of tackles. To their guys' credit, obviously they're a good football team. But at the end of the day, you got to give yourself an opportunity by not beating yourself first. And you got to deal with an opponent. But first of all, you can't beat yourself.